Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is the purveyor of the outstanding website, NorwoodAnalytics.com. I encourage you to go there and read the things that Sam has to say, and I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. Sam, thanks again for being here. You've been giving us a great tour of some of the global pressures and implications that are going on right now with the politics and the economy, the global economy. We got a lot of different things going on. China's struggling. I think we're seeing a lot of the defects in China's structure right now. I've said for a long time that China has more to fear from itself than we have to fear from China. What do you think about that?
China has had a great run, growing its economy at 10% ever since they caught on to capitalism without quite admitting it. They still call themselves a communist country, but let me tell you, they understand something about capitalism, and once that set in, they have had a great growth, and they've been helping the rest of us be able to purchase goods at lower prices. But now that they're growing up, they've got their own challenges. So China is the second largest economy.
Yep.
Now gaining on us, but it'll be a long time before they catch up. But as you grow, things get more complicated. We know that in our small business. As it grows, it becomes a little more complicated.
About the economy, you're saying you don't see a recession this year?
No recession this year. We have, in the U.S., we are blessed by having the strongest economy probably of anywhere, the most resilient, let's put it, and the most steady economy in the world.
And the safest currency. Economy. The safest currency, too.
So let's say it's good about this time of year. Twice a year, we all ought to take a close look at what at the economic outlook. So let's do a quick little summary of what the economic outlook looks like for the rest of this year. First, no recession. There were concerns about recession a month ago when the jobs report came out and said only 11,000 new jobs were created, and then 3 days ago. The new report came out on June's employment, 287,000 new jobs, up from 11,000 the prior month. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Neither one of those reports is probably accurate. Average the two. I think we'll have continued growth of employment above the trend line, something in the neighborhood
of
200,000 a year, a month.
Even that average, though, Sam, it barely covers the new people, the net new people coming to the market.
Well, that's true, but it does actually. There are two parts to this. Let's talk about unemployment for a moment. In part, the unemployment number can go up because people are giving up and leaving the job market. So that's and mm-hmm. that's what happened last month. The unemployment rate went from 4.7 to 4.9. Is this alarming? No, it's really not. It's actually, we're in the under 5% range, and we'll stay there under 5%, approaching full employment for the balance of this year. I don't believe unemployment will go above 5%, the unemployment that we read about,
right.
Urban wage earners. We'll go above 5% this year, and because we're almost at full employment, not full that everybody who ever thought about wanting a job can get one, but it's in gradations. College graduates the unemployment rate is about 2%. Those with some college, it's about 3% unemployment.
Sam, let me stop you for and I want to quickly, as we wrap up, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
GDP still going to be hovering in the two or less range. That's not expansion, Sam. That's just recovery.
Yeah, it's still recovery. But don't forget, we're in our seventh year of recovery.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're going to stay in that 2%.
You're probably right, Sam Norwood. Uh-huh. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Happy to be with you. And thank you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Check out that website. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.